Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created while catching up on laundry and wishing I had a friend to talk to while I fold 150 shirts. I'm your host, Drew Rin, as per usual. It's almost Christmas, like 4 days away. I'm so excited. It's literally 4 days close. Like, I'm not exaggerating that it's almost Christmas, like I've been for the last three podcasts with this Christmas tree. It's like been here since November. No, I don't know. But I am going to spend Christmas with my in-laws, who I adore. They don't listen to my podcast on time, so I'm going to spoil their gift here on the potty. I went full white girl mode with this. I got them a customized blanket with a heart that is a collage of family photos of them with me and my husband, them with their other two daughters and their other daughter's spouse, them with my dog, their grand dog, them with their actual grandbaby. And I wrote under the heart, it came with like this little prompt that said, all you need is love. And I was like, no, that's not all you need. All you need is love, family, and a strong drink. So that's what I wrote on it. And I think that they'll think that's really cute. It's like just a big white blanket with the collage heart that says all you need is love, family, and a strong drink. Because the reason I wrote that is because my mother-in-law and I are strong drink kind of gals. When I met her, she wouldn't even take a sip of a drink because she was exercising like crazy and in like full workout mode. This woman is a freaking tank. She's a tank. She would walk almost like 12 miles a day, every day. But when the pandemic started, we decided collectively, the two of us, that it's time to put on our winter coat. So when we're together, we drink a margarita a day, sometimes two if we're feeling crazy. We have a special recipe that she perfected, which if you have met her, she perfects everything. So if my mother-in-law recommends something to you, you know it's good. Anyway, we also created a nacho recipe called Corona Nachos. And when I say we, I really just mean her. Like, this is all her. It's all her. She's the queen. But she made a nacho recipe called Corona Nachos because they were our pandemic obsession. We're taking a little Corona Nacho break, but I'll tell you about like what they are. Basically, we use the most expensive cheeses that are not meant for melting or nachoing, and we put them in the oven for the perfect amount of time. As I told you before, she figures it's to a science. Like, this is down to a science. And voila, Corona Nachos. They are perfect. They're a perfect margarita pairing. So I'm like an exact blend of my mom and my mother-in-law. One of the things that I share with my mother-in-law is that when we drink, we shop. We coax our husbands into going to certain restaurants that we pick out. And then we finish our food early and walk to the conveniently located Home Goods in the same parking lot. Who knew? Who knew this restaurant was right next door to the Home Goods? Or we'll make our husbands drive us to the store so we can, you know, buy, I don't know, a new bed frame or another swivel rocker. Don't get me started on the swivel rocker thing because it actually triggers a bit of a trauma response in me because we have looked at every swivel rocker. Okay, this is how crazy we are. This is actually insane. I shouldn't even share this. We were looking for the perfect swivel rocker that would work for my father-in-law, who is now retired and wants, you know, a perfect chair in his house. And he, you know, he's living for comfort these days. And the comfortable chairs are always the ugly chairs. And the ones that look good are not right for her. And they have like different taste. But anyway, we're looking for the perfect swivel rocker to the point where we have sat in every swivel rocker that has ever been created. No joke. I'm not exaggerating. Like, this is disgusting. Like, this is just, it's horrible. It's horrendous. We've sat in every swivel rocker and she knows the names of them. She'll be like, oh yeah, that's the Luca swivel. I'm like, the what? And she's like, yeah, it pairs with the Patrick swivel. And I'm like, excuse me? She literally knows the name of every single one because there were a few in the running, whatever. I think we got the swivel rocker thing solved, hopefully, because I really do not want to ever relive sitting in every swivel rocker across the planet because none of them were right. It's an ordeal. She should just design a swivel rocker company, like chain or whatever, so that everybody can have the perfect one because she has sat in every chair that exists. Anyway, I'm excited to see her for Christmas because they got a new house that's kind of Mediterranean style, which I really like, but we're going for something else. We didn't buy the house based on it. It's me and my mother-in-law in my head. Like, my husband and my father-in-law don't exist, but no, it was a we thing. This was like a big we family thing. I'll talk about it later, but, It's Mediterranean style, which is just not what we were going for. She and I have this vision for like a more modern, bright, light, airy feel. And right now everything is golds and very like heavy, like dark wood and gold. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know why I'm describing all this, but we have a long list of painting, furniture, et cetera, to go through. And like I said before, margaritas and shopping. This is what I live for. So that being said, I may take a little time off for the holidays to get drunk with my mother-in-law and redesign the house. I have, however, pre-filmed a bunch of new content for my YouTube channel that I am dying for you all to see. This coming year, I really want to lean into doing some more like songwriting on my channel. If you haven't seen it, I did one where I do this thing on TikTok where I write a song with three random words. Well, I did it here on my YouTube channel, so you can check that out. But anyway, I want to do more of that, more songwriting, like more content style stuff rather than just covers. So I've stacked a bunch of songwriting challenges and things for you all, some which are collaborations with other people, which I'm really excited about. So I've stacked it up. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it. I don't know. Next week, I won't be posting a podcast. I think it would be the 28th. I'll be doing Christmas stuff and like, yeah, you know, looking at swivel rockers. So I won't be posting a podcast, but I will be posting some of that content that I've pre-recorded this week. So keep an eye out. Yes, that's right. This is our last podcast of 2021. I want to do a little 2021 recap because I think I had a lot of blessings this year that I sort of overlooked just in the hustle and bustle of everything. So I did have blessings despite it being still a global pandemic and all that. In April of 2021, I pursued a huge dream of mine, this podcast. I've had a dream for so long of eventually having my own show. And so this podcast is me entering into that. This is like my audition tape to a network. I want to be a talk show host. I always have loved this. I love Kelly Clarkson's show. I love Drew Barrymore's show, like that style show or a night show. I love talking to people. And I have had awesome guests here on my podcast. We had Cody Orlove, a huge TikToker and NFT mogul. We had Lisa Cimarelli, who I have loved Cimarelli for years on YouTube. So it was so much fun to have her on the show. I had my husband. You guys got to see a little bit of our odd dynamic. He still wants me to remove that episode. He was like, why was I touching my eye the whole time? I don't know, man. You got nervous. I don't know. And I've just had so much fun doing this show. I love doing the Laundry Day show. So thank you guys for those of you who have been just religiously listening to this. This year, I also had a viral video with my friend Kings, who I've had on the podcast, where we wrote our song Skeletons with three random words. I got to release the song with her, and it's at over 500,000 streams on just Spotify alone. So millions of streams if you want to include Apple Music and Amazon Music. Just my mind is blown. My mind is absolutely blown that through TikTok, we've had these successes. Last year, I did the song Orchestra, which is at over, I think it's at almost 2 million streams on Spotify, which is the biggest I've ever had ever on Spotify. What else did we do? I released my song You'll Miss Me, which I just love that song. It's so cheerful and so fun. And speaking of cheerful, I did a Christmas song as well called Christmas in Your Arms, which was a huge goal of mine to write a Christmas song, not just a Christmas cover, because we've done O Holy Night and I've done Silent Night, but I wanted to write a Christmas classic. Anyway, the Christmas song is being played on radio stations around the world, which is amazing to me. I'm actually waking up early tomorrow to do a radio interview around the song and just what I've been up to. So I'm really, really excited about that. Check it out before Christmas is over. Christmas in Your Arms. What else? I hit 2 million TikTok followers this year. Hello? 2 million? That's so crazy. But you guys are just so loyal and have been so, so kind to me. My comment section is always, it's literally almost always positive, and I'm just, I don't know how, I don't deserve this at all, but thank you. Let's see, what else? My parents sold my childhood home, and my husband's parents sold his childhood home all this year. The place, his childhood home is the place that we got married, so that one I was also pretty attached to, and I just learned a lot about making my home with my husband and my dog and all of you and just my loved ones and not being so attached to sort of the item. And as I've talked on this podcast episode already, apparently I love items. I love houses and decorating. But I'm just recognizing more and more as I get older what home really is. And it's just, it's the people. It's the people that make the home. I got to watch my best friend walk down the aisle to her dream man this year. And I celebrated my 3rd year anniversary married to my husband. So that's pretty cool. My best friend and I have kind of always done things around the same time. She got engaged shortly after I got married, and we just we're kind of on that same track of life. Hopefully we can have babies together too. Anyway, I also experienced a record-breaking blizzard, hello, where I played outside in the snow while simultaneously worrying about losing power. But it was fun. I made such amazing memories. We tied the kayak to the back of my neighbor's side-by-side and drove around and swung in the kayak. It was really fun and scary. And again, there were learning lessons and it was fun too. So I think that was, I will recognize that as a highlight of the year. What next? I got COVID. So I had COVID actually recently, which I didn't talk about while I had it. I really didn't want to make a big ordeal about it because with my experience of it, it wasn't a huge deal. And I was so blessed to I was just barely sick, and my husband as well. We were barely sick, but I did lose my taste and smell, which I am just now getting back. Let me see if I can smell this. I can barely smell this, and I know that this is a really strong candle because I usually get a headache when I am around candles, and I have a headache right now, but I can't really smell it. But yeah, I lost my taste and smell, and I will say I learned so much through the experience. I'm a big foodie. Y'all know if you follow me on my social media, I post about charcuterie boards and like all these things, and I try all these exotic foods and drinks all the time. I love speakeasies. I love like really interesting drinks, and I couldn't taste anything and I couldn't smell anything, and I was so frustrated. It was so frustrating because I felt ungrateful that I'm frustrated about these mild symptoms compared to what some people have experienced. But I realized that I have to adapt. There are some things you just never know. I know people who haven't had their smell back, haven't got their taste back. And I was just angry, thinking, this can't happen. Like, I love food. I'm the biggest foodie. I don't really have other vices. Other people smoke and vape and drink. And I hardly, you know, I drink, you know, once a month. That's not enough. Like, what am I going to turn to? Food was my vice. But I learned to enjoy food for different reasons and to not be so obsessed with that part of my life, because that's not me. My identity isn't in the things that I eat. My identity is in my heart. And my heart was so ugly in those moments. And so I learned, I stretched, I grew. And yesterday was the first day that I could smell again. And I barely, like I said, barely, but I sprayed perfume and I was like, oh, that smells good. And then I'm like, oh, that smells good. I can smell, and I'm was smelling things all around my house. And it's been like kind of weird the last 24 hours. It like goes away and then comes back. But I'm learning. Everything this year was such a learning experience. So what next? I spent a lot of time with family this year and friends and a lot of time with you all here on the podcast. And I'm just so grateful for these moments. I'm trying to live in the moment more. Back when I was touring so much, I wasn't living in the moment as much. And I would remember things like, it would be like the next day after a crazy experience of being on stage in front of 1,000 people, and it would already feel like this distant memory. And I was just constantly living that way. But I'm trying to live so presently. Presently? I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm trying to live in the present this year. And I think I've accomplished that mostly. This year was such an amazing year of growth and new experiences, but most of all, it was a year where I realized what I'm looking forward to next year. I miss being on the road. I miss singing for an audience. I miss seeing my husband run massive tours and being his proud wife. I'm so eager and excited to experience those things again. And I just can't wait to embrace people in person again. So I hope that comes in this next year. We'll see. We will see. I know this is a little bit shorter of an episode. Not really. I mean, it's been about 15 minutes-ish almost. But I really hope you all spend time with your loved ones and hold them tighter than ever this year, this coming year. The world's gone through some serious trauma in the past year and the year before that as well. But all that matters is love at the end of the day. All you need is love, family, and a strong drink. Wow. See how I looped that back around? But truthfully, at some of our worst times, love is all we have to hang on to. loving others is all we have at our darkest moments. So go on, get off the internet, enjoy your life, people. Turn this off, go enjoy your life, enjoy the people in it, and I will see you next year. That's so weird to say. Say one nice thing today to one other person and just make the world a better place. I love you all. I will see you soon. Bye.